This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here with you. The process of healing often benefits from having faith. Faith in oneself, faith in your health caregivers, as well as faith in some greater power. Thus, the various faith traditions recognize that an essential skill for their spiritual caregivers is to understand the experiences and the needs of those who are ill. We'll hear with more on how these spiritual caregivers can come by this knowledge are Jorge Ramirez, a seminarian for the Catholic Diocese of Rochester, and Eric Haynes, a Christian Missionary Alliance seminarian. Now, they're both current graduates of Upstate Medical University's nationally accredited Clinical Pastoral Education Chaplain Internship. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Eric, tell us about this Upstate training program. What is a clinical pastoral education chaplainship internship? I mean, it's a lot of words.
Yes, it's a lot of words. It covers a wide variety of not only patient relations. We deal a lot with the patients, but we also get some really good training. We've had training on being able to go experience what the ED is like.
The emergency department.
Emergency department. We've worked in the emergency department. We had a chance to go visit with Dr. Johnson, who has a mannequin that can go brain dead at any moment. And he can put different scenarios up so you can see what it's like to have a patient go brain dead and revive them and things like that. So we learn more than just the pastoral part of our care. The clinical part is learning how to relate to patients. And by knowing how the body operates a little bit, we understand more of what the patients are like.
And what they may need.
Mm-hmm. We also experience what they call an open agenda group, where we get together at the end of the day and we talk about our experiences and we share what was tough and we kind of brainstorm to find out what we can learn from that day.
So this is really, this clinical pastoral program is a requirement in some ways, Jorge, is a requirement of your going into your chosen path. I guess you're becoming a priest.
Yes.
In the Catholic diocese.
Yes, I'm preparing to become a priest for Diocese of Rochester, Catholic priest. And for Diocese of Rochester and some dioceses is a requirement to take CPE program, to have this kind of experience.
And it's up to 400 hours, I understand, of supervised ministry, and you have to have direct clinical and instructional hours as part of it.
Yes, it is part. We have different, as Eric said, different scenarios, different activities. We learn, you know, medical issues, but also pastoral issues, how to work with different patients in different scenarios, in ED, in different unities. It covers everything, try to work.
So basically, just so I understand, in order to follow your goal of becoming, in your case, Eric, a chaplain?
Chaplain, yes.
And in your case, a priest, Jorge.
Yes.
It's a requirement, but it broadens your whole experience in terms of illness and wellness and health and how to understand people who you might come across who are in dire health circumstances?
Yes, it helps us understand them, but it also helps us to understand ourselves better, which in turn we can understand the patient better. If we can learn to understand ourselves better, one example is we have what they call a standardized patient, to where we go in with an actor who is acting as a patient, and sometimes they might be acting as a cancer patient. And we go in with them, and we're videotaped. And then after this videotaping, we go with our supervisor, and we oversee that. And we see what we did wrong, what we could have done better, how we could have addressed the patient's needs. It's all about the patient. And a lot of people think that it's just the patients that we minister to, but we're part of the medical team We actually minister to the nurses, the doctors, the family members. We're part of that team that really is an intricate part in there, because sometimes even the doctors don't know where they need to go with things when it comes to medical terminology, or when it comes to medical situations, and sometimes they need that.
Absolutely. When you're talking about life and death situations, or telling, we've interviewed medical students, for example, and talked to them about how do they learn to approach a patient with the whole idea of potential death. And it would seem to me that people who are in great need would, at that point in their lives, would also be in great need of some faith or something to hold on to. And that's where I think your input and your help could be immeasurably valuable.
Yes, when we started theology in our respective seminaries, we learned in anthropology that the human being are body and soul. So all the doctors and nurses work in the body, and our task is to work on the soul. And one of the things is prepare the patient who are in end of life, and also the families, to have to confront that moment, which is
that
very
reality.
Painful, the reality, what is happening, because it's very, very hard. So we are always working on the people. We're never working for us or for our personal faith. It's to work with the person, with the other people, that they can have a good relationship with God. This is part of our work.
That's your goal,
yes.
That they have a good relationship with God as they pass, perhaps,
yes,
or as the family observes that.
Yes, regardless their faith tradition, because I am Catholic, but also I had to speak with Methodists, Baptists, or Anglicans, or Buddhists, or Muslims, or any
faith tradition.
Yes.
You're prepared for that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's Health Link on Air. I'm Linda Cohen. I'm here with Jorge Ramirez and Eric Haynes. They're seminarians and recent graduates of Upstate Medical University's nationally accredited Clinical Pastoral Education Chaplain Internship. And we're talking about the program, the training, and what their mission will be as a result of this training. Eric, tell me about your background. How did you get involved with your current path, and what have you found this program has changed you, or how has it changed you, if at all?
Well, I've been traditionally in the church most of my life, but I really felt the calling when I was in the military. In 2005 to 2006, I served over in Iraq, and I just really felt the calling to become a chaplain for that type of setting. Being I was medically discharged because of bad knees, I ended up thinking on becoming a VA chaplain, a chaplain for the VA, because I had the post-traumatic stress syndrome and a lot of mental and physical things that you may not see on the outside, but internally it's brutal.
It's interesting because it sounds like you, from very, very personal experience, have been motivated then to help others with a similar kind of experience, and that's really very heartening.
Yes, that is really what my life has become, and I really want to serve others and help them through.
That's wonderful.
I had a friend that he ended up committing suicide, that ended up going over to Iraq and coming back, and he couldn't take it, and I want to make sure that nobody else that I come in contact with has that happen.
Wow. Well, that's quite a goal. Mm-hmm. How about you, Jorge? Tell us about your background. What led you to the priesthood, and how has this program?
Okay, I came from Colombia, South America, and this country is very Catholic. I think right now 90% of all Colombians are Catholic. So one of the things is always pastoral work in Colombia, especially for men, are preparing for the priesthood. So Colombia is blessing because there are a lot of priests. But in my personal prayer, I said, God, okay, you want to become a priest, I go everywhere. So this is the reason I am in this country, learning the language, learning the culture. But also, I love to work for the people and to help the people. And one of the things that I've done in CPE program is to work with people, especially with Latino people, Hispanic people who don't know speak English. Sometimes I'll be the translator, interpreter between them and nurses and doctors, which is very hard trying to translate because they're very technical.
Technical information.
Information, right. For example, I had an experience in ED, the patient speak English, Spanish, and the nurse was lost when she knew that I was speaking English, Spanish too. So she said, oh, thank you. You saved the day.
She was so grateful that you were there.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Yeah. So that sounds like besides the spiritual part of it, that you can really reach people from the linguistic part of it, that you can serve as a bridge.
Yes.
In many ways.
Yes, actually, this is part of my goals for the CPE program, to improve my skills in communication in English, because I know it's necessary, not only for myself, also for helping people.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Would you both encourage other people to find a career like this in your each in your own faith tradition? Is that something you would encourage young people to do?
I would, and it's a tradition that's far becoming by the wayside anymore, especially with priests like Jorge. It's becoming old, and people don't want to do it like they used to, and it's a necessity. It's a necessity. So I would encourage anyone to do this program.
That's wonderful. What, Jorge, for you, in the little bit of time we have left, what was the best part of the training program?
The best part is the contact with people. To not understand them, because I can understand really the feelings of the other person, but that to have compassion with them, help them in a spiritual level, which is very important. So in a
medical setting,
yeah,
taking all the skill that you may have learned before in your spiritual training,
yeah,
and being able to help in a medical setting is really...
Yes, combining both. I am around with doctors and nurses every morning, and I need information about the patient, so it's good to help them.
And it sounds like that's the same for you, Eric, and I want to thank you both so much for coming in. You have just really kind of uplifted my day, just knowing two such wonderful young men are going out there to help others in this way.
Thank you.
My guests have been Jorge Ramirez, a seminarian for the Catholic Diocese of Rochester, and Eric Haynes, a Christian Missionary Alliance seminarian. They're current graduates of Upstate Medical University's nationally accredited Clinical Pastoral Education Chaplain Internship. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.